part of the animal kingdom, even though we're not the bestest of it. But and yes, I can hear you with the yes, in some of our cultures, you know, some of ours revere the elderly or the, you know, the seniors, and some others are just kind of relegated to being in a corner. So anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think the main theme of the band is we really everything that we write about, everything that the band is got a momentum with, is about creating empathy and creating an understanding that we're all individuals. We're all just trying to live. Most of us are trying to live in a peaceful manner, right? And that's really what we're trying to create awareness around. And the more empathy we have for our fellow man, the kinder of society we have, and that's something we aspire for.
Cool. Oh yeah, for sure. We should be trying to be more of that. But anyway,
Let's go and listen to another song by our guest tonight called Let's listen to Divide to Conquer. This is from their 2018 EP, Thin the Herd, Fail to Learn. Let's listen to that and we'll be right back to keep talking with Shane here at the Metal Meltdown.
Historical amnesia is a dangerous phenomenon, not only because it undermines moral and intellectual integrity, but also because it lays the groundwork for crimes that still lie ahead. We'll be right back.
state society should undertake a course of intellectual self-defense to protect themselves from manipulation and control.
We are back at the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. And we just listened to our guests tonight, Cold from Edmonton, Canada, and we listened to the song Divide to Conquer, which is part of their 2018 EP, Thing the Herd Failed to Learn. Let's continue our chat with Shane.
The other question I have is, for, I guess, compositions, like, is there a person that handles lyrics? Is it a group effort, you know, the riffs, the songs?
Yeah, well, when it comes to writing the music, including the words, it's basically an open, we don't have really a structure. Like, there's natural ways of going about things, but I am not going to discourage anybody for wanting to write lyrics. That's personally fine. But as a person who does all the screaming and yelling, I tend to be the one that writes all the lyrics and come up with the lyrical themes, and the rest of the guys are okay with that. But I'm definitely open to it. But in the same side of things, it's usually Ben that's been coming up with a lot of guitar riffs and a lot of the ideas around that, and he'll work closely with our drummer, Curtis, to start building in the initial structures of the songs. And at that point in time, myself and Chris will come in, and then we'll start to reorganize as we start playing these songs together, come up with new methods, new patterns, and new transitions to kind of put together something that we feel is more cohesive. And it's usually a collaborative effort at that point. There's not somebody who's usually dictating how things go. And then every time I put lyrics down, I make sure that I pass the lyrics out. Hey, this is what I'm thinking about. Make sure that you're on board with this, that kind of stuff, because I don't want any surprises or anybody to disagree with the message that I'm trying to portray, because it is their project as well. So, we really try to make it a collaborative effort.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm always curious about that, you know, creative process in a group environment. It's always very, very interesting to me.
It keeps us going for sure. Like, that interaction between everybody is super important. It's a big reason why during the pandemic, when everyone was playing safe, we didn't want to get into a room and cause issues with each other's families or whatever personal life that we have. So that became a bit more challenging, but we just stopped. We just decided, okay, we'll just wait until we have that opportunity to get together.
No, sounds cool. In terms of the EPs or DLPs, do they have like a theme for themselves or not necessarily?
Yeah. No, they do. The first album is Thin the Herd, Fail to Learn, is heavily leaning into Noam Chomsky's books and writings. It's really, really about societal powers that are trying to oppress people. That's kind of in control and separate the society so they can manipulate them. That's really kind of the heaviness of that project and that particular message, I guess, on that album. But on the new one, Cycles, it was really more of a personal approach. And I think, like, after the pandemic, we all started kind of like self-reflecting. Mental health became a huge issue, along with a lot of drug abuse. And, there was less focus on, you know, kindness to each other. It really kind of exposed a lot of, like, the insidious nature of society that we can tap into. And we really wanted to create a message that was about self-healing and about self-understanding and empathy and, you know, also dealing with addiction. And I really leaned heavily into Gabba Mache at the time. My wife introduced me to him and his teachings, and I really kind of dove into it, and it was great. And became a launching platform for all the different songs on there. So it's kind of a different approach, similar topic, but more on a personal level.
I see. No, that's cool. I for me that's also very interesting when you are able to kind of, you know, maybe not necessarily write, you know, like a full story in 5 or 6 or 10 chapters, but being the songs, but just, yeah, to have a, yeah, like a set of, yeah, you know, thoughts or
anyway, an overarching theme that kind of connects everything. Yeah, without it actually having to be like a story from beginning to end. Yeah, that's kind of the approach was taken on those two albums. We're planning on doing a full release next, and we're in the middle of writing on that material, but no lyrical themes have come up yet, and there's no guarantee it's all going to be linked, right? It really depends on how things start to shake, but they don't have any definitive rules on how we're making this. It's just kind of how things keep going.
No, that's good. That's good. Again, just curiosity out of my end. Have you had a chance to go out on tour this year, or are you planning to?
We haven't done anything extensive. We've just kind of stayed in our backyard. The plan after our full release, like once we get that done, then we'll definitely be looking more into a bigger tour schedule. We have been playing with touring bands, and we've been lucky enough to be showcased in some amazing festivals. So that's been great. And you know, Alberta's got a pretty good scene here. We're able to get out there, but we definitely want to spread a little further than our home base. That's for sure. So we figure with a new release, that gives us new momentum to get out there.
Sounds good. Where can people find your music, your merchandise, news about you guys?
Sure. Yeah, everything is linked on our website, which is www.culled.ca, which is spelled culled.ca. And then from there, you can see our Bandcamp, you can see our Facebook, you can see Instagram. And a lot of the updates are through those social media accounts.
No, that's great. That is great. Mm-hmm. Anything else? I don't know, something that I missed that you would like to share?
I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I don't know a lot of these interviews, but I am very happy that you're interested in helping to promote the music that we make and the message behind it. And I really hope that if anyone is enjoying what we do, that they really take a moment to just kind of realize that this stuff is coming from a place of love, even though it sounds so angry. And we really kind of want to spread the goodwill of empathy and just kind of get people feeling a little bit more understanding toward each other and stop dealing with all the divided lines, you know. The one place that we don't tolerate is we don't tolerate anything that has to deal with oppressing others. I think that's just unacceptable. And maybe, you know, if your belief system or if something that you're really, really passionate about is also oppressing others in a severe way, maybe you should have a rethink about that. But otherwise, you know, hey, enjoy the music if you can.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's what we're here for, you know, at the Metal Meltdown, to just spread the music from, you know, all over Canada. I mean, we try mostly from Canada, but I mean, we can sometimes reach out outside.
It can get tough. Canada's got some great music, but you know, hey, there's tons of really good music out there. So much being made now, it's kind of hard to stand out in the crowd.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you guys, you know, will be okay. Like, yes, it's, you know, you can tell also when you know you promote all of them, but I mean, you know, you can tell when something is done, you know, well. Professionally, I was going to say professionally, but I mean, that's maybe not a good word, but you know, with seriousness, with heart, you know, with passion, mm-hmm. like you can tell.
Yeah, I think that's definitely where we stand. I mean, the guys in the band have all been playing music in various different other projects from all over the country, and you know, we've got quite a bit of history, and this is something that's just kind of part of who we are. Is making music, and the fact that we're together focusing on this kind of music and enjoying it is really kind of special to us, and that's our motivating factor, right? And because of that, we put a lot of pride in the work that we're doing, and we're willing to invest in it. And if that makes us professional, great. If not, you know, whatever, we're just going to try to put as much of ourselves and how much care we can into our product and hope people enjoy it.
Yes, now I hear. Yeah, that word is a little, anyway, a little subjective, if you will. I mean, of course
It
you are,
can be, yeah, for sure.
of course you are, great musicians, and but I mean, are you paid by being musicians, so full time? And if
Yeah,
that's the
I don't
case, are
think
you
so. Yeah,
professionals?
no.
I mean, you know.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, it's definitely, we all have jobs.
Yeah,
So
so anyway, it
we
wasn't.
have other means to pay our mortgages and rent and whatever else.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, just yeah, that word, that's what I said, that's not a good word to use, because it's, anyway,
Yeah.
it's very
Fair.
ambiguous. Anyway, I want to thank you very, very much, Shane, for being with us tonight. And yeah,
Great.
whenever your full album is ready, or whenever you have news to share, please let us know, and we will
Absolutely.
spread
Yeah,
the
we'll
word.
share it on our social media, and we'll make sure that we pass it around, try to get as many people listening to it as possible. It'd be great. So thank you so much for your time, Antonio.
Oh no, my pleasure, anytime. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that was Shane from the band Cult. Thank you very much for being with us tonight. And let's continue with your weekly doses of metal music here at the Metal Meltdown.
Who brings Organized human society will survive.